And that's enough. FM 90.3 WJTL Brandon Heath. That's enough. Riley Clemens, keep on hoping. Hey, good morning. It's 7:20.
For today, mostly sunny and breezy, high of 81. This evening, clear, breezy, lows in the 60s. And for Wednesday, sunny, high of 87. Currently about 68 in Lebanon and Harrisburg, 69 in Mannheim.
This morning, our very special guest, Katie Martin, the events coordinator, Lighthouse Vocational Services, is with us. Good morning again, Katie.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. You were telling us earlier about Lighthouse Vocational. Let everybody know just exactly what you guys do.
Sure. We're located in New Holland, Pennsylvania, but we serve the surrounding counties. We work with adults with disabilities, helping to do employment services, and also we have a program that we do educational programs with them as well.
And I just got an email from Donna, who's our listener. She said that her son works 2 days a week via Lighthouse and loves it.
Awesome.
So you guys work with local businesses to have your folks hired to do a job. How's that work?
So if you have a company or you know of a company that's hiring, we can do a few different ways, and you can learn more about that by contacting us. But we can hire, we do a lot of like entry level jobs. So we bring people with, we bring typically groups of two or three to your business with a job coach. So you don't need to like be with them, you know, the whole time that they're there. The job coach kind of helps them out, and we can do like pretty much any kind of jobs that anyone's interested in. It has been exploding for us since COVID, especially because so many businesses are hurting for employees. You know, they're growing so fast, or people have moved on. And so, yeah, definitely an expanding industry for us.
Yeah. How many different businesses do you work with?
The last I knew, it was near 40.
Wow. That's amazing. So you're always looking for new businesses,
though. Always.
Yeah. That's pretty great. So what are some of the different ways that the businesses are impacted by your folks coming out and working there?
Sure. So one thing that we hear time and time again is that the groups that come out are always on time. They show up and they're happy to be there.
Yeah.
And they're very hard workers.
Yeah.
We have a company that we work for that actually, they did like a small little birthday party for one of the individuals that goes there. And so it was so exciting to see the company. They're not like treating them any differently because they're just their employees as well.
Yeah, I love that. If your business is interested in working with Lighthouse, check it out online, lighthousevoc.org. Another way businesses get involved is your upcoming banquet.
Absolutely. On Thursday, September 14th at Shady Maple, we are having our annual banquet. So the topic is called Stories to Inspire, and we want to share all that Lighthouse is doing for the community, from parents' perspectives, from the community perspectives, from individuals as well, like why Lighthouse is such a vital part of our community.
Yeah. So if folks want to attend, or if they want to sponsor a table,
yes,
what do they need to do?
They can visit Lighthouse at lighthousevoc.org and sign up to register. So even if you're just attending, we do need registration in by Friday, August 25th.
Okay. Check it out online, lighthousevoc.org. The Stories to Inspire banquet coming up Shady Maple Thursday, September 14th. And I'm sure that Katie and the rest of the gang at Lighthouse would love to see you there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Katie, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. You too.
Ren Collective taking us back to the music. This is Hallelujah Anyway on WJTL.